Welcome to Let Love, a podcast with the Sisters of Life. We invite you to join us for conversation, looking at life through the lens of love. You are loved, you are made in God's image, and your life matters. Let's talk about it. Okay.
All right, it's going, rolling. Camera's rolling.
Wow. Well, hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Let's start over. That intro is a little wonky. Oops. Definitely delete this part.
I actually think we could use this part in the podcast, don't you think? Wouldn't this be a great way to start the first podcast ever?
We have no idea, you know, what we're doing. It's kind of fun. It's like a pilgrimage.
It's better than pilgrimage.
This is so Catholic. I can't even believe it. Wow. So my name is Sister Anya Stay. It's a thrill to be here.
It is a thrill to be here. I'm Sister Marie Veritas. I'm so thrilled to be here on this first episode ever of Let Love.
Podcast
with the Sisters of Life.
A podcast.
Sister, did you ever think you'd be doing a podcast as a sister?
You know, that is a fabulous question, Sister. I don't think I know what a podcast is. Sorry. I haven't listened to any, but I hear they're good fun. Conversation, talking about how we can let love reign over the whole of our lives, look at life through the lens of love. I'm thrilled at the opportunity. And I don't know, would that make me like a podcaster?
I think so, or a sister podcasting.
A sister pod, but yeah, better not to define myself by what I do.
I mean, because when you were little, you probably didn't think like, I'm going to grow up and be a sister, probably not, and then podcast.
No, I was definitely not on the most likely to become a nun list, but I did. I had a lot of fun dreams growing up as a little girl. Mm-hmm. Pro basketball player, that developed into wanting to be a professional runner. Mm-hmm. Then we got academic, engineer all the way. I was going to design toys. And then medical just stole the show. So I was going to be a doctor. But then ended up studying nursing, and that was wonderful until, yeah, here I am, 12 years later, as a sister of life, gets better every day. How about you?
I believe it. It wasn't on my radar to be a sister, let alone a podcaster or podcasting sister. Since second grade, I wanted to be an Arthur, which was how I pronounced author until I realized there's no R after the A. Well, that was a dream
of
mine.
I could start.
It was a dream of mine. And then, to be a doctor. But isn't it amazing what happens when you let love in your life? Whoa. And it breaks open your world and creates these horizons you didn't even know were there or possible. And you're like living a richness that you didn't even know could exist.
Amen.
That's what happened, I think.
You let love already.
I let love. I let love in my life.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to break this thing open.
Yeah.
I think it's probably worth at least a first episode.
Definitely.
Whatever that consists of. I'm looking forward to finding out myself.
Me too.
But I don't know, perhaps, I don't. Should we start with a prayer?
Sounds great.
You want to kick it off?
Sure. Be an honor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you and glorify you for your goodness, your mercy, for this opportunity, Lord, to be with you here and to speak of your love. We just ask you for an anointing of your Spirit upon our conversation here and for all those listening, for every heart that's listening, for all their needs and intentions, for all the people in their lives. We ask you, Jesus, that you reveal to us what it means to let love into our lives. Lord, that you reveal to us your hopes and your dreams for us, your design of love that has been worked into the very fiber of our beings. We entrust ourselves to you, and we pray through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady, Mother of Life,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Well, you know that I bet people are kind of wondering why.
Why
the name Let Love?
Why?
For the first podcast ever. Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, here we go. Let me give it a try, and then I'd love to hear yours too, sister. When I hear the phrase Let Love, I hear an invitation. I hear a summons. And I think as Sisters of Life, when we boil things down, when we consider the greatest realities, which I want to break open a little bit, this is what we should be about doing, is letting this outrageous gift of love go about, break into, flood our lives towards living. The life we were created to live. In a sense, we're made in the image and likeness of God. Hey, that's a pretty darn good start.
It's pretty amazing, I have to say.
God has shared his life with us, and he wants us to live in that life, not just in eternity, but now. He wants us to let his love come alive. Wherever we are, whatever we might be facing, that he's given us an answer in his son, Jesus Christ. He's built a bridge back to his heart. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've got this reality, this struggle of original sin, but actually he's provided an answer which is far greater than, which covers all of that. We have love himself to go to. So a beginning, starting point, as we look at this reality, to let love. You have anything to add, sister?
Yeah, I mean, it's so beautiful, sister, just what you're sharing, and it resonates in my heart, you know, and just kind of the fact, like, that Jesus has spoken an eternal yes to each of us, you know, and it's like, wow.
So fabulous.
And that love had said yes to me. Love willed me into existence and willed that I let him in every corner of my being. And that yes of love that he spoke over me is bigger and greater than anything, you know? And so whatever I'm facing, kind of like you were mentioning, but whatever I'm going through, anything in my life, it's love, letting love into that place, that eternal yes of the Father to me, letting love in there and just kind of opening whole new worlds, creating places in my heart that didn't exist before. You know, I think it's powerful, letting the divine love live his life in me, because God is love. He's a person.
It's so fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, and even as I hear you speak, it's real. It's real. And the invitation is to live in the real, right? That I bring the real stuff of my life into this. And he's an incarnate God. That's what he wants in. He wants in. Mm-hmm. But the question in my mind, these are some really beautiful thoughts, but what does it actually look like to let love?
How to make this a reality. Like, it's nice to talk about it, but how to make it?
Yeah. What are we actually fleshing out here?
Mm-hmm.
What are we in proposing,
mm-hmm.
inviting people to?
I mean, I think let's be real, you know, with our hearts, you know? We all have a lot of desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in our heart and a lot of desires, I think, that we have, you know? And we need love.
We need love.
We need love. Without love, our hearts literally starve to death. We can't live without love. And each of us wants to be seen and known and understood and valued and treasured as good, beautiful, and worthy. You know, and I think that's a real deep desire of every human heart. And if that desire is not met, you know, it can kind of leak out in other ways. But I think that's the intrinsic desire of every heart. I don't know. Will you?
Well, what I hear you saying is lining up these desires with the source, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, so when I let love reign over my life, when I let love heal me in the wounds that I carry, in the places where I've been irreverenced, when I let love win the victory over darkness in my life, when I let love reveal me, tell me who I am, right? When I let love define me, which is the only way to authentically define myself. When I let love write the score. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I'm living, and I'm living in the life that has been given, mm-hmm. right, in this yes to me, in Jesus Christ. And I'm living, gosh, that's a good life. That's mm-hmm. a beautiful life. Mm-hmm. Even, it sounds like, in the midst of difficulty or suffering, mm-hmm. I can find meaning there. I can find love mm-hmm. in the midst of all of that. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I want to flesh out some examples.
Yeah.
What does this actually look like?
What does it look like? Letting love in my life.
Okay, the first thing that actually comes to my mind, so I lived in New York City. I still live in New York City, technically, right?
Yes.
I've got 8.6 million people in my backyard.
Right.
It's the greatest place to be a sister on earth. But when I lived in Manhattan, or I like to call it Man-Eating-Hatton, but forgive me. No, it's a beautiful place. It really is, actually. Mm-hmm. I love the people. When I lived there for 4 years, I used to intentionally drive to this one intersection, especially if it was rush hour, mm-hmm. right? When everyone's got somewhere to go, there's 1,000 bazillion cars, mm-hmm. and it's a parking lot, mm-hmm. and you have 8,000 reasons to be totally grumpy. Mm-hmm. And I would intentionally drive towards this one intersection because I knew mm-hmm. I would see this wonderful sight. And this wonderful sight was this crossing guard. Mm-hmm. I don't know her name. I don't know who she is. Mm-hmm. All I know is that she radiated so much love and joy because amidst being able to, like, move traffic in incredible directions with incredible finesse and excellence, mm-hmm. she was dancing. She would dance, like with the freedom of a child of God, and smile and wave at people. Meanwhile, just elegantly directing traffic. And it was so much fun. And that's, it radiated just this gift, this joy. And it was so tremendous. I'm like, she is letting love.
Mm.
That's what it looks like to let love.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the yes that God is inviting her to,
mm.
she's letting that life fill her. And she's sharing it with others.
That's so beautiful. What a powerful image. It literally is just pouring out of her and blessing everybody. She's in her radius.
Total blessing.
Total blessing. You know?
I felt blessed.
Yeah. Because in Manhattan, if anybody listening is from Manhattan, you know it's easy not to feel blessed in traffic.
It's really easy.
But mm-hmm. what a blessing.
What a blessing.
Radiating from her.
What a blessing.
It's amazing.
Okay, the other person, I just got to get it in.
Tell me, sister, tell me.
Stephen McDonald.
Oh, special man.
You know, it was just a number of years ago he entered into eternal life, but incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, I think it was 1986, mm-hmm. he was in his early 20s, newly married, was just a couple of years in the NYPD, and had his whole life in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was on the job and ended up getting shot, 3 bullets, one that totally blew through his spine, and he was paralyzed, and it was by a teenager mm. just kind of mm. recklessly shooting. And his wife, I think, was 6 months pregnant mm. at the time, and unbelievable. I mean, the potential for him to fall into despair in that mm. and in discouragement, to live in resentment or bitterness. But one of his first words when he was able to finally speak
mm-hmm.
Were love for his wife
mm.
and then forgiveness
wow.
for the man who shot him. And he was active duty,
mm-hmm.
active duty his whole career. He lived decades,
yeah.
spoke to thousands
yeah.
about forgiveness and peace, and really just lived faith, lived mm-hmm. charity. He was a prophet mm-hmm. of the freedom that comes to a life of that forgives.
Mm.
He was the prize. He was the jewel of the NYPD. And I'm telling you, it was the most powerful funeral mass I've ever been at in my life.
Mm.
His wife, so devoted, those many years. And they inspired the whole city, and
yeah.
not to mention the world. But he let love.
Isn't that amazing?
He let love reign. He let love lead him.
Mm-hmm.
He let love transform
mm-hmm.
Terrible suffering,
mm-hmm.
really. And it reveals the power.
It's amazing.
It reveals the power of it. I don't know.
And I'm sure a lot of people would look at him and say, you know, this is a man who's become quadriplegic,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's using a respirator,
mm-hmm.
you know, and needs help in every aspect of his life, can't do anything he used to do.
Mm-mm.
And most people would say, that is not a free man.
Mm.
But then you met him and you said, this is a free man. And he freely chose to embrace what was asked of him, like you were saying, but then to live his radical yes and let love in.
It's so powerful.
You know, and a freedom that so many people, I think, are even envious of.
Oh.
You know, the kind of the paradox of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's such a powerful story.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any favorite tales or your favorite way to let love in your own life.
That's a great question. That's a great question. I think, you know, one thing, one story I remember, I used to, way before I was a sister, used to help teach some swimming lessons to kids, and which was fabulous. But there was this one class I had that I was taught, and it was all children with different kinds of physical disabilities,
mm-hmm.
or things like that. And there was this one girl, I'll call her Emma, and she, I don't know exactly what her condition was, but she was very small and she couldn't move her arms or legs. She was in a wheelchair, similar to Stephen McDonald, and really couldn't do anything for herself. But I would say, "Good morning, Emma. How are you?" And she'd look at me with a big smile and she said, "Perfect. Perfect." You know, and for me, that's such an image of letting love. Because she knew herself to be perfect, to be lovable, to be beautiful in the eyes of God and in her own eyes and in others' eyes. To be able to look at yourself and say that with confidence, not a hint of worry about self-image.
Mm-mm.
She knew herself to be loved and lovable. Mm-mm. And for me, that is such an image of letting love, letting love really reign in the heart.
How beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? God bless Emma.
Oh, what a treasure.
Yeah.
Little
Emma. Definitely.
Well, and I think, I mean, just as you're speaking, sister, that we see this all around us.
Mm-hmm.
We see this all around us. I know as Sisters of Life, we have such a privilege
mm-hmm.
to walk with so many facing different circumstances in their life. But I don't know, just to kind of, throw out a few examples.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so inspiring and so real, you know, that women that we're blessed to walk with who are facing unexpected pregnancies, you know, when they let love go to work and lead, they discover their lives aren't over. It's so powerful,
mm-hmm.
right? That their dreams and the life of the little one that they're carrying they're both still possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is powerful.
It's powerful.
It's powerful. There's so much fear and pressure that can surround that experience. And yet to watch when they open the door to love,
mm-hmm.
transforms everything. Or even women who I know who have taught me the meaning of mercy,
mm-hmm.
those who have come to us seeking hope and healing after abortion,
mm-hmm.
When they let love into their lives, you know, they step through this door to encounter a God
mm-hmm.
whose merciful love is way more powerful.
It is.
Way more powerful than their pain, than all that they carry in their hearts, and watching him transform that.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them a whole new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it comes down to giving God permission,
mm-hmm.
which is our founder, Cardinal Connor, told us again and again, which came from Mother Teresa.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Oh,
yeah.
You should tell it.
It's a beautiful story. Our founder, which we'll definitely share more about too, but when he was being ordained a bishop, he said he was, you know, ordained a bishop, and then he was supposed to proceed a certain way, but he kind of broke form a little bit, because he saw Mother Teresa kind of crouched against one of the church pillars, and he went up to her, and she looked at him, you know, with her piercing gaze, and she said three words. She said, "Give God permission." You know, give God permission. And he took that and lived that for the rest of his years as a bishop, as a cardinal. And it's like letting Jesus in, letting love in, and letting go of control, too, I think is part of it. And we'll talk about that more later in mm-hmm. future episodes. Letting go of control and how we think things should be, and letting love, you know, the same love who created the universe, who created the elephants and the tigers and the flowers and the rainbows and the waterfalls, and like the God who created all of creation, the galaxies, letting that God into our hearts and create newness in us, especially like you're saying, places that have been wounded, places we've suffered in our lives, you know, old memories, old hurts, places we're afraid to go, relationships, all of that, letting love into those places and shine his light there. And the light that he shines is a healing light. Wow. It's a restoring light. It makes us new. He says, "Behold, I make all things new." Yeah, the power of letting him in.
Wow. Well, yeah. And even to hear you speak, sister, it's like, wow. How could I distrust a God who paints such a beautiful sunset? Mm-hmm. You know, how could I distrust when you... And I was watching Planet Earth the other day.
Yes.
It was part of our formation program. But truly, in a sense that... to see the incredible order that he has inscribed into nature, like we were looking at this coral reef and how every little thing contributes to keeping this balance and the beauty of this ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And how I was just sitting there totally blown away. I'm like, how could I for a moment distrust that this God won't do well with the permission I give him, won't bring to glory any part or piece of me that I surrender. When we look around, when we see the harmony in the skies or in nature, that's what he wants to bring about in our lives.
Yeah.
And he can and will.
He can and will.
As we give him permission.
Exactly. Exactly. And the power of that and the power of his mercy, too. Like that he, even our suffering, even mistakes, he can bring a greater good out of those things than if they hadn't happened at all. That's the ever new power of his mercy. And it's just stunning to really, if you take even, you know, 1 minute today just to think about that, it's just powerful.
Take a miracle minute.
Take a miracle minute.
And ponder that.
Yeah.
Well, gosh. I'm getting into nature probably a little too much here, but Mount St. Helens, right? Mm-hmm. When that whole mountain blew, they thought it was devastation for hundreds of miles within the radius of that thing. Mm-hmm. Took down trees. I mean, it just totally destroyed everything. Mm-hmm. But now they're finding there's new life that has come forth from the ashes of that.
Yeah.
There are new little creatures. There are new species that are it's just... Just in a sense, to bring to life this point you bring out, that he does even more. He does better. He brings brilliance. Mm-hmm. He brings life out of the ashes. That's the power that we're working with here.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And even things we don't understand sometimes, things that are happening, it's like, why is that happening? You know. But he's kind of like the St. Helena story, but like even the pine cones of the lodgepole pine, you know, they can only release their seeds after a fire.
Wow.
You know, but that's the only time they can do that. So it's like even things we don't understand, he's using to let love in, you know, into our lives. And that's really amazing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if it sounds like just grounding this, right? Letting love, what does this mean? I mean, this feels pretty darn good.
Yeah.
To let love. In a sense, I'm boiling it down to the reality that when I let love, I live true to the inheritance that I have as God's beloved daughter, which is outrageous. The promises that he has promised, the words he has spoken. You know, that to let love means to welcome the divine life that that's my origin, that's my identity, that's my destiny. But into the real stuff of my life, not into something abstract.
Yeah.
Into the real stuff.
Yeah.
My joys, my sorrows, the broken pieces.
Yeah.
That to let love means really to live deeply within the call to love, to love and to be loved, which I think for the human person, we have such a deep desire for that, this reciprocal love that brings us to fulfillment. You know, in giving of ourselves, we find ourselves. In giving of ourselves, we find that fulfillment, that as our love, human love, images the Trinity.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we can jump into that one in a future point. But anyway, yeah. Am I boiling? I don't know. We're boiling it down here.
I think so. And that authentic love, like love in truth, you know, because love is always together with truth, and that's what sets us free, you know, and living in the truth of our identity as beloved, as loved, as lovable, made in his image and likeness, and letting that love in, you know, radiant. And you think even, you know, the beauty of the sacraments, like the Eucharist, confession, all these things are tangible. They're real things that actually it's God saying, like, I want you to consume my love, literally, you know. It's powerful.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
When I like that you mentioned that, in the sense, the how-tos, you know, what do I engage towards this?
Mm-hmm.
It's the strength that we find, the life that we find in the sacraments.
Yeah.
As prayer. We encounter God's mercy, right, in confession, in his very body and blood, in the Eucharist.
Yeah.
You mentioned prayer.
Yeah.
Being able to tap in, lean into dialogue with God himself, relationship, encounter, meaningful, these meaningful relationships, Christ-centered community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of the blessing I have living with my sisters.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
It is.
This fortress of love that holds me and holds me up, keeps me looking up.
Yeah. And that community is like a fortress against which evil has no power.
Wow.
You know? And it's also an anointing. It's like, I mean, I know in Scripture, we don't have beards, but in Scripture it talks about the love of brotherhood is like oil on the beard, you know, running down upon Aaron's beard. Again, I don't have a beard, but I can just imagine how beautiful that is. But it's just, it blesses us, it anoints us, that power of community life and letting love in.
Yeah. To let love. Yeah. Letting love.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know, have we broken this open enough? It's kind of a mystery, so I don't think we can really wrap our heads and mind it around it. I think we got to stick our heads into it.
Yeah.
And kind of just, I don't know.
Yeah.
See how we can let love.
Yeah.
You know, just be what it is.
Let him in our lives.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
Because it's something that, again, it's like we can't control it. It's like this opening. You're like, okay, God, what are you going to do? It's exciting. It's like
exciting.
It's like the beginning of an adventure.
It's an adventure. I feel like I'm on pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage? Yeah. That's where pilgrims.
Like, we're going somewhere. It might get messy at times, crazy.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of surprises. But
yeah. Swamps, bogs, mountains.
Sure, mountaintops.
Wild animals,
fresh air,
jungles, beautiful scenery. It's a pilgrimage.
I'm all in.
Sounds.
I think we hope many come with us, because I think this is stuff that just helps us live well and live better and live the more that we've been created for and invited to. But I don't know. Before we go, do you have any thing you want to share?
Yeah, I think before we go, I'd love to just a prayer challenge. I'd love to throw out a prayer challenge and just to ask the Lord, ask Jesus, just every day this week, Lord, where in my life do I need to give you permission? Just to ask him that. It takes 10 seconds. You know, Lord, where in my life do I need to give you permission?
Like it.
What about you? Any thoughts?
Before we go, my thought is I want to back up your thought. My thought is that to take at least one miracle minute a day, to ask that question and to just stop, literally just stop and look up.
Sounds great.
Let things slow down and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's a powerful practice.
Watch out.
Changes things. But to slow down, to be able to see actually the depths of love all around us. But sometimes we gotta change the pace just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
Wow, grace.
Amen. What a great way to start a first podcast ever.
I hope we did it right.
I hope so. Well, we'll find out.
I don't know. Is there a wrong way to do these things?
I don't know. We'll learn very quickly. Yeah, but it's a joy. It's just a joy to be with you and to be with you all and know that we're praying for you here in our prayers. And hopefully we invite you to journey with us in this wild, wonderful pilgrimage of life about letting love in.
Amen.
So I don't know. Do you want to close in a prayer, sister?
I'd love to close with a prayer.
Yeah.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you that you give yourself entirely to us in each moment. And we just ask for hearts of humble, vulnerable, and receptive to receiving the gift of love you desire to pour into our lives in this moment and throughout our day. We ask our Blessed Mother to be a mother to us now and fold us into her Immaculate Heart. And we just praise and thank the Trinity and thank the Father ahead of time for providing all that we need. So we say, glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
This was Let Love Podcast with the Sisters of Life, a religious community of women consecrated for the protection of the sacredness of human life. Be assured of our prayers and learn more at sistersoflife.org.